Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapenos Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, almost missed that. Never going to miss that. I'm not going to do that. Thought it gets worse every fucking week. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's the 23rd day of January, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's actually, it's not that cold out there. I mean, just big globs of snow ice, just big balls of it where they plowed after the snow turned to kind of ice. And dodging those is a lot of fun. I think they would knock a hole in something. They're so damn hard. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into here. We got some little house cleaning to do. We'll do it when we get back here in a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, a lot of you might have noticed that Mark Schumacher hasn't been up on the site commenting for about the last week. And there's a reason for that. He was being in a truck stop in a frozen truck stop parking lot in Tennessee for it would have been 5 days yesterday. He was bad sick, and it was his terrible pains in his stomach. He'd been trying to treat himself homeopathically. I've been talking to him every day, and it finally came to the point to where he had to go to the hospital. You know, fearing the worst because, you know, the stomach cancer thing. But he was, after he got to the hospital, you know, of course, they're throwing all the worst at him. But they transferred him to a real good medical center. He likes the doctor that he's got. I talked to him yesterday evening, and I would have put this up on the site, except that, you know, he's giving him morphine. He couldn't hardly talk. I mean, the 5 days. He could just, you know, he was in bad shape. He was just in bad shape. He couldn't talk for a few minutes, and he just have to, you know, let go of it. But thankfully, it turned out that they went and they did the tests, and when he had the cancer removed from his intestines, it had left scar tissue, and that scar tissue had somehow it's caused a blockage in his stomach. And they were yesterday evening when I talked to him, he was they were trying a treatment to try and to clear the blockage, but if it wasn't successful, he might possibly have to have a surgery to go in there clear that scar tissue enough to clear his intestine, but thankfully no cancer or anything. That being said, he's at Southern Tennessee Medical Center. He's in room 216. That is Southern Tennessee Medical Center, room 216. His message to me, this is what, you know, I told him I was going to come up on there and let you guys know today. And possible surgery for small intestine. We'll see you tomorrow. So that'll be today. He'll know about that, whether that first treatment will work or they're going to have to do something there. He says, I'll be there at least 3 days. And if it's surgery, probably a little longer than that. Haven't eaten a damn thing for 5 days. No food for two more. Ice chips rule the day, brother. This is the email he wrote me. Doctor says scar tissue from previous surgery caused the problem. So anyway, good news, bad news. It's good news. He's going to be all right. We were really worried about him. Hate to lose. Goddamn. I couldn't lose another one. Go ahead.
What part of Tennessee is he?
To tell you the truth, man, I don't know, but I'll call him. I'm going to call him as soon as I get off the air here. I don't know if he can, if he's able to answer the phone, he will. But he could be getting, you know, they could be doing anything at this point in the ball game. But I'll put that up at the site. What part of Tennessee he's in? I never thought to do that. And I talked to him about, you know, letting you guys know, and he was just, oh, you know, he's going to treat it homeopathically. It just wasn't something he could treat homeopathically is what it turned out to be. But I'll put that information up on the site after the broadcast as soon as I can get that information from him. And if you got, you know, you guys want to call him or email him or anything, if you, you know, you talk to him on the site, I can't promise you that he can. I mean, he would send me just short messages, and like I said, the pain was bad enough. They're giving him morphine, so I don't know if he can get right back to you. He might, you know, Mark. I mean, he can't stay away from that, from the site and our people. But anyway, I will get that information up. Alrighty, I was just watching a video that somebody had left in a comment, and these communists, I mean, right out, there was a fella, he came from Russia, he got to get away from communism, and he was out confronting some of the Antifas, these fucking communists that think they are flat ass planning a communist revolution in this country, and we're gonna have to fucking dust their undies, there's nothing else about it. But anyway, in that video, it mentioned the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America from the Revolutionary Communist Party, USA. And I put these items up on the site so you guys can go look at them. But you want to see what they look like? You want to see who you're going to have to fucking shoot? These dirty little son of a bitches think they can come in here and take our country away from us? Well, we'll plant them like corn. Oh, man. That being said, Jared Kushner pushing, quote, big idea to end shutdown. Green cards for DACA recipients. What? Getting rid of that DACA on day one, weren't we? Getting an executive order. It's gone. They're out of here. And in fact, every goddamn illegal here was out of here. Remember, they're going to throw them all out. And now you got the Jewish puppeteer with his hand up his father-in-law's ass, and this is coming from him. Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Jared Kushner is pushing a novel idea to break the congressional deadlock because there has to be a crisis, a deadlock. I know we don't, Trump, he wants to be your knight in shining armor, the communist son of a bitch, international communist son of a bitch with five trademarks in communist China. He wants to. God damn, you know, you voted that Republican ticket, right? You people that went out there and voted for this fucking charlatan. But damn it, you know, they had control of the Senate and the goddamn Congress, and they just couldn't seem to get nothing done but tax breaks for the rich, the Keystone Pipeline, and deregulation for the fucking corporations. And hey, they did give us down here at the bottom, they did give us $100. Anyway, Jared Kushner's pushing A new immigration idea has been circulating over the past 24 hours at senior levels inside the White House. I'm thinking straight there. Hubert, I know you're listening. I'll call you and let you know where he's at in Tennessee. A new immigration idea has been circulating over the past 24 hours at senior levels inside the White House and on Capitol Hill. Give a path to green cards to the 700,000 current DACA recipients. Now, as soon as you do that, all their families are included. Remember that. You can't separate the families. So there you, I mean, this whole lie is just what a blatant ass lie it was, is coming, you know, to fruition, I think they call it. Current DACA recipients, three sources familiar with the conversation tell Axios. Though the idea is an anathema to many Republicans, sure it is, because you know there's a difference between them Republicans hate them Democrats, them Democrats hate them Republicans. That's why we got to go out there and that's how we exercise our power against those we hate. They're both goddamn international communist organizations. They're both fucking corporations. They're both a part of the corporate aristocracy. They're both a part of the ruling class, and they're both full of shit, and they're both treasonous, and they both need to die. Though the idea is anathema to the Republicans as well as conservative talking heads like Ann Coulter, Kushner believes it could be a workable option for winning support from Democrats for an immigration compromise. Oh, compromise, you see, people? Man, goddamn, I mean, Hitler would have sure liked to had this kind of a fucking world when he was trying to, you know, take back Germany from the that had been taken during World War I. I mean, let's compromise. Compromise in them days meant goddamn trading bullets. We're going to compromise. You come in, you invade my country. You invade my country by hordes. You come to replace me, to take what is mine. And instead of standing up and, well, it's been called an invasion by the carnival barker. It's been called an invasion, but no, we have to compromise, people. We have to compromise. That means you're going to talk some kind of surrender here of a part of our country to these fucking outside son of a bitches that you let in here without a gunshot even being fired? I don't think so. You can do whatever you fucking want, corporate aristocracy. You're a fraudulent entity. Yeah, you have no authority in this country. What you are doing is blatant, in your face treason, and it is punishable by hanging your sorry fucking asses. And that's what's going to happen. Think you can give our country away from us? Think you can take it from us without our due process of the law, which you can't even get involved in because you cannot come into the common law courts where anything can be taken from an American national. It's all ours, allotedly. And that is the goddamn law, and you're going to learn it the hard way, I guess. That being said, talking heads, immigration compromise, that's where we were. Bill being pushed by his father-in-law. And what do you mean, that same guy who was going to throw every one of them out of here and sign DACA on the first day? He's putting together immigration compromise, is he? The great compromiser? And I told you what a low-life, lying son of a bitch this was, and people just, well, I'm a vote thing. It's my power. It's my right thing. Fucking retards. By father-in-law over the weekend. And Trump said he would be open to a 3-year extension of DACA. I mean, I got to get those things. I know Charlie hates to hear them, but I'm going to get those because when they fucked our computers up last time, some of the stuff didn't get put back on, but I'm getting those two goddamn things back on here. We're going to listen to him again. We're going to listen to him tell us how DACA ends day one. We're going to listen to him tell him how we're going to send a message to the world. You just don't come in here illegally and think you're going to get fucking legalized through the fucking government, through a government dictate, through an executive order, or through the Congress, or through any of this fraudulent fucking corporate government that doesn't have one iota dink. Not only don't they have the authority to be giving our country away to foreigners, but they are acting and they are treasonous. They are traitors by definition, and just their beings and being there in those offices that they usurped. in violation of the people's goddamn authority. And we're going to have to enforce that authority. I tell you people, I see it coming harder and harder every day. And they're making, like, just like that video I watched. You know, I don't know if I watched the whole thing. I don't think I had time, but the one I was talking about at the beginning of the program. I mean, you know, the socialist America, fucking try it. Listen here, you son of a bitches. You come up and you talk about, oh, capitalism. This is how they played the game for fucking over and over again in country after country. This is how they played the game. They come in with these international industrials, and that's what they fucking are. The corporate elite, the corporate international corporate mafia. They come in and they fucking treat the people like shit, rip their fucking resources off, and when the people get to the point to where they're really pissed off, and then here come the communists with the ultimate answer, fucking communism. And I mean, this son of a bitch on the video, he talks about Chairman Mao, and I mean, you know, he had made plans to do things different than killing 200 fucking million people in his Industrial Revolution. And this was just in the 60s. So don't fucking think it can't happen. Get ready to kill communists. That's what we're going to do. We are American nationals. We will fucking slaughter communists. We had a war in Vietnam for the specific purpose of killing communists. We had a war in Korea for the express purpose of killing communists. We lost 80,000 of our people in those wars. And you're not just going to walk in here and take any fucking thing, you little rat bastard. I look at this little son of a bitch and gook. He's a third generation here. I don't give a fuck what you are. You think that you're going to, even speaking what that son of a bitch said, it's just like the guy that came up on, you know, the guy that ran against, I can't think of his name, that ran against, the Texas senator there, Cruz. And come up and we think about replacing that Constitution. Not the Constitution. The Constitution's fucking gone. We understand that. What you're talking about is the Bill of Rights. And fucking you're going to find out that there are some people there to kill your ass over their rights, just like there were back in 1775, only they're fucking meaner. Today, they're fucking even meaner. You might not believe it, but them people, it was founded by Christians, and Christians have compassion and mercy. There's a whole hell of a lot of us out here that do not have that quality in our souls anymore because it's been removed by the assertion of your tyranny. And I heard Kornke again this morning talking about deportation. No fucking deportations, Kornke. Or you'll be on one of them fucking boats. None of these son of a bitches are going to become fertilizers, what they're going to become. Anyway, where were we here? Compromise plan, something that Democrat leaders almost immediately, where was I? Oh, but yeah, that was it. Yeah, immediately rejected. Some Republican senators, including James Lankford of Oklahoma, have advocated for this idea. But White House aides worry that it could turn off President Trump's number one supporter, Fox News host Sean Hannity. I mean, look at these. I mean, this elite. This is the elite. Like, you know, when people go and they go and watch Fox, I watch Fox News because they're fair and balanced. When you want to know who the elite are, you're looking at them when you turn that fucking screen on. This is the best talking heads they have in their. In their elitist, what the hell do they call themselves? What? Ruling class. Thanks. She yells at me from downstairs when I go stupid. In the ruling class, this is the best they have. And these son of a bitches, when they talk about us and we and American people, they are not us. They are of the ruling class. And they're sitting there thinking that you're so fucking stupid you can't see that, Sean Hannity. You treasonous piece of dog shit. With what you have said in open public on your broadcast, I promise you in a common law court, I could fucking get you convicted and get a rope put around your fucking sorry ass, fat ass neck. Yet there are a few other workable options on the table. Oh, we got to have an option. How about this option? How about enforce the fucking law that was on the books? And you cannot, and when you signed that refugee treaty, you had no authority to do it, Mr. President of the fucking corporation, Mr. CEO. Because in doing so, you signed a piece of paper that said that you were going to give portions of what belongs to me away to fucking foreigners. And I don't get no due process of the law. That makes sure that fucking treaty is null and void. It is trumped, pun intended. By the 9th article of my Bill of Rights. And by the fifth article, my Bill of Rights, it says that none of my property shall be removed without due process of the law, which is described in that rest of that Bill of Rights, the procedures that have to be followed before anything can be taken from me. So what you done, it's an illegal thing anyway to start with. But you son of a bitch think you're all bargained. You ain't bargaining shit. You have no fucking bargaining authority. You fucking fraudulent piece of fucking dog shit. Would be open to a father-in-law over the weekend. Trump said he would be, he'd be open to a 3-year extension of DACA protections as part of the compromise. I don't got to compromise with anybody. Somebody comes in my fucking yard. It's my fucking yard. I tell them to leave. They don't. I shoot them. That's how it fucking works. There is no compromise. You don't compromise for me anyway, you corporate piece of dog shit. You are so far beneath me, I have to have binoculars to look down to see your ass. Compromise plan, something the Democrat leaders almost immediately rejected. Some Republican senators, including James Lanford of Oklahoma, have advocated for the idea, but White House aides worry that it could turn off President Trump's number one supporter on Fox News, Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, who the fuck is he? I like the way these one or two or three son of a bitches think they can just get up there like they fucking, this country's being run by unelected motherfuckers, isn't it? The cops out there these corporate occupational police, members of these unions, these corporate fucking enforcers, the standing army, non-elected. The fucking judges of these fucking star chamber courts, non-elected. But they're running the fucking country, aren't they? Unelected people are running this goddamn country. And there are a few other workable options on the table. Few believe Trump's current immigration plan has a prayer of getting the 60 votes needed to pass the Senate when Mitch McConnell brings it up for a vote on Thursday. And even if it does somehow pass, it would be effectively DOA dead on arrival in the House. So what we're doing is just, what are we doing here, really? I mean, we're going into year 3 here with old Trumpy, aren't we? Going into the third year, and we're already working on 2020 election, right? What are we really doing here? Exactly what went on the whole fucking Obama term is going on, still going on down to that border on steroids. They're pumping the motherfuckers in here fast as they can. And, we're going to do this and going to do that. And then compromise. Wait, what the fuck, man? What did you say when you were running, you fucking lying ass charlatan? And that's what you are. You're a liar. If somebody comes up and lies to you right in your fucking face, swears it up and down and does it not just once, but hundreds and hundreds of times, it goes clear around and tells the fucking lie, and then you believe any other word that ever comes out of his mouth, you have to be stupid. That's all there is to it. Or else you have to be complicit with his fucking treachery. Period. Trump can withstand Ann Coulter. He can't lose Sean Hannity and the rest, the senator said. Listen to this shit, because it's all been a con. How are they going to work the con to keep the numbers? That's how they got people. Like I said, people came out and voted that never voted before because they were so fucking desperate. That's what they do. They like that derivatives bubble. Instead of all them son of a bitches going to fucking prison and them going out and retrieving our stolen wealth, of which there's $21 trillion worth out there, the entire national debt, they fucking, what do they do? Okay, you got goddamn the head of Goldman Sachs is your treasurer today. How do you keep this con going? I mean, when you said on day one, you're going to, Dak is gone day one. Hey, read my lips. Read them. Dead day one. And quote me if you must. And read my lips. Every one of them's going to go. It has been a fucking swarm ever since the son of a bitch stepped into the office. And he ain't done shit for nobody but his international corporate aristocracy fucking brethren. To fucking enrich them further, to steal more from our people, and then try to bring, he's not trying, he's doing it. And bringing in a goddamn recolonization force of fucking third worlders to fucking displace us completely off our fucking land. And we better get the goddamn idea in our head that there's only one way this is going to fucking stop. You're going to have to grow some fucking balls in the spine. You have to shoot the bastards. One Republican involved in the negotiation process told Axios that Kushner, that's Jared Kushner, you know, the son-in-law, the puppeteer, that young man with his hand up his father-in-law's ass working his mouth, wants to go big. He wants, well, Jared Kushner, unelected. Well, if Jared Kushner that fucking slept in the same room with fucking Netanyahu when he was a little boy wants to go big, I guess we're going to have to go big, aren't we? But there's one problem. Now isn't the time to go big. If you throw green cards into the table or onto the table, this whole coalition will fall apart overnight. Because that's how much it would take for the stupid idiots that fucking went. Because, you know, there's a lot of it's got embarrassment. It's got to be. You have to be embarrassed that people screamed it at you. How stupid are you? Can you not see past your own nose? And you, Trump, vote, thank you, my right and vote and vote and Trump, Trump, vote and vote. And now it's all fucking just right there, everything we told you. He's white Obama. He's the male, well, I don't even know that Hillary Clinton's a female, but the male Hillary Clinton. Isn't he? Or am I missing something here? A whole bunch of rubbish and bullshit and legalese and fucking subject matter bullshit. And nothing is going to happen. Like we told you from day one, none of them are leaving this goddamn country until we do it. Because we're the only one that has an interest in getting rid of the motherfuckers, don't you see? Because they're coming here to take everything that's ours. And they're going to have way better houses than they do down in Mexico. And they're going to have a bigger bowl of fucking beans and a fucking few more tortillas, a bigger bowl of rice and a few more fish heads over here after they displace us and they put us in a fucking ditch. Right? If you throw in green cards onto the table, this whole coalition will fall over on the right, the senator told Axios on Tuesday. See, what you've done, if you've painted yourself into a corner, you've lied. Nobody's buying this shit anymore. We're not that stupid. You can't tell a person who's sitting there hungry, no, you're full. Life's great. You just got through eating a steak. No, I fucking didn't. Yeah, you did. If you look at the news, it told you on the news you just got through eating a steak. On the propaganda machine, Kent, you just got a steak. No, I fucking didn't. I didn't even get the bowl of rice and the fish head. Oops, you got $100. If you start putting citizenship on the table, and that's what you look at. Remember, he said, we're going to show the world that you don't come here illegally and get to stay and get to take an American's job. All he's done is, remember the H-1B visa? Every week we're talking about it. Bring more of the high tech in. Now we're going to take out the rest of the middle class of these arrogant Americans who think that they're fucking something other than the goyim that they've been declared by Trump's masters, Kushner's family over in fucking Israel. We start putting citizenship on the table in any meaningful way, Democrats will have to give more, and they're not ready to give more. What? So now we're begging and pleading for we're gonna pay you off. I mean, what the fuck is this shit? Somebody comes into my house and starts rummaging through my fucking shit. I come in and catch him. Oh, let's negotiate. Let's negotiate about, you can go ahead and take my TV and my stereo if you leave. Fuck you. Boom. Negotiation's over. God, that Trump, he makes me want to fucking just puke. And everybody that fell for that shit makes me want to puke. Another source said Kushner was merely convincing, I don't know where they get these words, lawmakers about ideas that they would support and that he isn't committed to the green cards of DACA idea. What the fuck's the matter what he's committed to? He's an unelected son of a bitch. And none of them have the authority to do any of this. Just like these fucking cops don't have the authority to fucking pull you over. They don't have the authority to take you to jail. They don't have the authority to imprison you. They are a fucking foreign force on your fucking real estate. Only fucking right they got is to a bullet through their fucking head. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. No, I'm no stranger to the street.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is just about how we feel come Wednesday around here. Alrighty then, we were talking about Mr. Kushner's big idea. This fucking unelected son of a bitch. Oh man, this unelected fucking, not even, none of it's elected. Because they, I mean, it's goddamn all corporate. It's corporation. It's not election. It's selection and appointment. Period. Here's the next one. Trump's compromise bill includes $15 million for border security in Pakistan. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Katie's been all over this morning. President Trump's compromise, man, did he sound compromising when his run for that office, did he? Did he sound, boy, he was badass, dude. He could shoot somebody right on the streets of goddamn New York and nobody'd even say anything. He was a bad dude, mobster. President Trump's compromise legislation to reopen the federal government funds border security measures in Pakistan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Libya. Oh, I see. What do I see there? I see oil. Okay. the legislation now as the end, as the quote, end the Shutdown and Secure Border Act. You can't just act. You don't have the authority to act. By Trump and the Senate, GOP leadership includes American tax dollars funding border security in North Africa and the southern and western regions of Asia. Well, that money there will be used to oppress the people in those goddamn countries. It ain't got nothing to do with border security. It's got to do with corporate payoffs around the country, around the world, but from corporate aristocracy to another as they build their new world order. While $5.7 billion is designated to build border-style fencing, boy, that wall turned, it'll be a couple of little of those bumps like they have in the parking lots, you know, the speed bumps. That's what it'll end up being for $5.7 billion. It's designed to build border-style fencing as the U.S. At the U.S.-Mexico border. About $15 million is allotted to border security programs, in quotation marks. And now what that is, that's what they paved to feed the son of a bitches and to give them their plane tickets so they can come to your community and hack your children up and rape your wife and your dog in Pakistan. Additionally, the legislation grants nearly $6 billion to fund foreign militaries, which allows the Lebanese armed forces to use some of the funding to, quote, strengthen border security and secure Lebanon's borders. I bet you do. I bet you want to secure those borders. But what you want to do is you want to stretch that border of Israel over across Lebanon, and then it'll be secure because we're going to need a buffer zone there for the next attack, just like the 150-mile buffer zone they've created on our southern border here in the United States for the attack. The billions in U.S. taxpayer funding is also allotted to stabilize Libya. We got an oil field out there that belongs to the Queen of the Netherlands. And Queen Beatrice of the Netherlands, and we got to get that under control. We got to get that oil secured. So goddamn me, hey, get out there. Hey, you guys, get up early and get to work. Get your ass to work and get to paying for this shit. Libya, which includes increased border security for the country, again, you know, you got to have a secure border. No, what you're securing is an oil field for Queen Beatrice of the Netherlands. That's what that's for. The military of Egypt will continue to receive about $1.3 billion in taxpayer money that can likewise be used for border security efforts, while 100 million of our fucking people are destitute in this country. Yeah, why? I mean, if you were going to go against, I mean, if you were going to run on something, and I mean, you're talking about, I mean, if this voting thing was real, which it ain't, if it wasn't a corporation, which it is, if it wasn't a corporate aristocracy, even the vote lie, phony bullshit, wouldn't you go and be soliciting those people for their votes, saying, we'll get you out, you know, we'll help you. No, the only people we're going to help are thousands of miles across an ocean. That's where our money's going. Or let our own people, fuck our people. They want rid of us anyway. God, if you could just, you know, catch the fucking pneumonia and die in a tent somewhere, that would save a lot of money, wouldn't it? Included in the compromise legislation is a plan to give amnesty in the form of 3-year work permits to about 1 million legal aliens. That's going to tell those son of a bitches they can't come here and just come in and take our jobs and just stay here and get legalized. They can't just do that. Remember that line, son of a bitch telling you? And foreign nationals who would be shielded from deportation. And that's 700,000 they talk about, and their families. Because remember, you can't break up the families. What they are, you know, the bottom line is, people, the laws are in the books. They just, it's because it's a corporation and it's policy. You see, everything's corporate policy, and at the top, they can change policy at will. They just sit down at the board and they change the policy. And they enforce their corporate policy as our law. It's an occupation. There's nothing else to say about it. It is a usurpation. It's an attempted overthrow. They have overthrown the Constitution they wrote because it wasn't. They couldn't use that Constitution to do the draconian things they wanted to do to us. So they had to replace it with the United States incorporated. Okay. and corporations. We'll go under the God and forget about the fucking Bill of Rights. We'll go under the Uniform Commercial Code where we turn you into property and you ain't got nothing to say but yes, sir, no, sir, and get on your subject knees under that 14th Amendment. Additionally, the legislation grants nearly $6 billion to fund foreign militaries. Ooh, blood money. Lots of blood money, which allows the Lebanese armed forces to use some of that funding to strengthen border security and to secure Lebanon's borders. The billions in U.S. taxpayer funding is also allocated to stabilize Libya. That's where we were. The military of Egypt will continue to receive the $1.3 billion. Included in the compromise legislation is a plan to give amnesty in the form of three-year work permits to about 1 million illegal aliens. 1 million illegal aliens and their families. That's all the motherfuckers, okay? That's how they all came here, remember? And foreign nationals. Foreign nationals. I mean, but while our people go fucking hungry and live in fucking tents in the fucking freezing-ass winter. Foreign nationals who would be shielded from deportation, who would be shielded from the laws that were fucking legislated many, many years ago. But it was still, it was legislated. What we got to remember, you know, we talk about, you know, to enforce the laws on the books. Well, those laws on the books ain't worth the paper they're written on either. Nothing past 1868 is legal. And at 18 and before that, I mean, if they would have tried this shit, we had our common law. We had our common law courts. They know they would all been hung right out the fucking gate. That's why they took 100 fucking or over 100 years to get it all plugged in and implemented till we got to the thick edge of that thin wedge. Foreign nationals who would be shielded from deportation. The bill increases the number of low-skilled, non-agricultural foreign workers that business is allowed to import every year instead of hiring Americans. Well, we gave him his chance out there. Any of you fucking Trumpers want to call up and talk about this? They tried to get bold. Remember, they were about halfway into it. That first year, and we was telling them exactly what the fuck was going on. And they started pushing their chest. I mean, and we said, fuck you, I'll knock you out. And the little fucking phony spineless chests just went right back down. You're 20% of the population, you communists, and you communists, because you're both communists. You're all communists. And you're about 20% of the population. You're fixing to get your asses wiped the fuck out. No deportation. A fucking hole in the ground. That's what you're going to get. The Senate bill is expected to be voted on this week. See, they're working for you. I mean, they're working for you to displace you, to take what is yours illegally in violation of your Bill of Rights, the ratified law of the people. And speaking of illegal alien arrested for 4 homicides in U.S. from WND, sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Go, Katie. But a man who entered the United States illegally, what? How in the hell did he get past a whole army and all the goddamn Border Patrol and all this? It reminds me of the regulators we were paying for back in 2008 to regulate the derivatives. How come none of those people went to jail? Like Standards and Poor. You know, they rated junk bonds that they knew were junk bonds as AAA derivatives and put them into people's 401ks. And people, honest working people that are working their ass off barely to make a living, to keep a roof over their head and eat, got their 401ks, just took it. You know, well, yeah, that was full of junk bonds, that Standard & Poor's that we paid a portion of the taxes you paid for these son of a bitches to monitor this and make sure that the only thing that could go into a 401k, remember that? Had to be a AAA derivative. Junk bonds, that's where they dumped it all. They dumped the shit where they always dump it, on the fucking poor in this country. And we just stood there and took it, and then they got up and they told the whole fucking story. Of the whole big international fraud. And then they told you were going to pay for it. That we were going to borrow money in your great-grandchildren's name. We're going to borrow it from your great-grandchildren is what the thing is. Because all this fucking money's owed to us. They're a fucking corporation. They're not us. But we're going to borrow it, and then we're going to pay off all of these bad derivatives. I mean, the people are still going to get kicked out of their houses. Now, all the people that you see, you people seen it, the businesses and the houses by the millions, fucking just taken out. We're going to get paid for the full amount of the contract, 110%, and then we're going to get the property back. And well, you just get fucked, American National. A man who entered the United States illegally has been taken in. Illegally has been taken into custody while authorities investigate the possibility he's linked to at least four murders. Well, that's what they were sent here for. Ain't that what we've been telling you? Let's go on. Authorities in Nevada say Ernesto Martinez Guzman entered either 19 or 20 years old. They don't even know who this son of a bitch is. They don't know if he's 19 or 20. That serious fucking goddamn vetting that's going on. They're out there. Trump's taking care of this for you now. He's taking care of the bad dudes. Years old, was being held in Carson City Detention Center. The Nevada Independent reported the murderers have shaken Northern Nevada. So here you go, shaking Northern Nevada. That means the people, that means they're fucking scared. They're going, goddamn, there's a goddamn murderer on the loose. He's killing old people and robbing them and shit. And that's what I told you is coming to your town. Because they are importing this. That's what that fucking money, that other money they're talking about for down there on the border, for other things they need down on the border, is for. It's for the plane ticket to bring one of these son of a bitches to your neighborhood, and then two of these son of a bitches to your neighborhood, then three, then five, then 10, then 20. When they get up around, they've got fucking got some numbers, then you're going to find out that they're just poor people looking for to kill your life, to take your life. The Nevada Independent reported the murders have shaken Northern Nevada. The arrest was announced by Wausau County Sheriff Darren Bailman. It looks like Bailman. Guzman is being held for suspicion of burglary, possession of stolen property, and immigration law violations. He was arrested on Saturday. At this stage in the investigation, we feel confident we have the evidence that will link him to all four homicides, the sheriff said in a statement. And they're laughing their fucking asses off about this. He was led into this goddamn country. Because they do not stop no fucking buddy, people. And as far as the drugs, well, what they show you on TV is the competition. That is the cartels who do not have the deal with the big cartel here ran by Trump. The corporate aristocracy for the drugs being brought in. This is the competition is all he's talking about when he talks about the bad dudes. The Independent said the homicides may be linked. Two women... Connie Kuntz, 56, and Sophie Rinken, 74, were killed in their homes earlier this month in Greenville, some 50 miles from Reno. They should have had him a very large gun, and they should have been on the alert, and they should have blown this son of a bitch away. But they were. I hope they were liberals. I mean, I hope they were these people, these communist sons of bitches who wanting to get rid of all these guns because somebody might get hurt. I hope all of these people that got killed were of that creed, but they probably weren't. But I can't imagine I can't imagine me living nowhere without a gun, but out in Nevada. The report said the victims were found January 10th and January 13th. On January 15th, authorities began investigating two killings in Reno after Gerald David, 81, and Sharon David, 80, were found dead in their South Reno home. The report said, I guess you people out there in fucking Nevada where they're sending these killers, I guess you better get you some fucking firearms and get ready to take care of yourselves. Because you've been failed. You've been betrayed down there on that border. They're pumping them in here. The resources that you're sending down there to stop it is being used to facilitate it, to bring them to you, to bring them into your house, to bring them in to kill you. Given the similarities between all four killings, the Federal Bureau of Investigation began aiding in the people, or the probe last week, I'm sorry. The Associated Press reported all of the killings relied on a firearm, appeared to target elderly victims, and at least two involved properties stolen from the homes, the Independent said. This arrest followed 24-hour surveillance of Guzman that was staged after tips implicated him, according to Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong. They later learned from immigration officials that Martinez Guzman was likely in the country illegally and could be detained on those grounds. Furlong said activists that raised concerns for public safety prompted immigration officials and Carson City deputies to take him into custody. Hey, they didn't even want to take him in until they were forced, you know, goddammit, he's killing people, you know. Sooner or later, we're going to catch it on camera, and we're going to ask, why in the fuck are you letting this legal son of a bitch go around killing people? That's what it takes. Saturday afternoon, a few blocks south of the state capitol, the Independent said. KOLO-TV reported authorities said no one else is being sought in the cases. Martinez Guzman had lived in Carson City for about a year. Besides the burglary and other charges, he was on an immigration hold. That's the important one. You got to make Nevada a sanctuary state, so they would never been able to hold him long enough to do an investigation. He could have been back down in Mexico, laid low for a few months, come back up here and kill a few more old people and rob them. Balaam, in a statement, said he cannot release details because the investigation is ongoing. We felt it was important for the public to know that we are confident we have the person, because the people have been, I mean, that's what it is. It's about terrorizing you. You know what? If it was a killing started around here, everybody here would, you know, your doors would be locked and you'd be on the alert, but that fucking gun would be right by your hand. You wouldn't last long trying shit like that where I live. Every house has a gun. And if they don't, they're laughed at. They're called the fools they are. We have the person responsible for the LaGuardia Land homicides, as well as the homicides in Douglas County. At this stage in the investigation, we feel confident we have evidence that will link him to all four homicides. He said, well, four dead Americans, oh, well, that's what it's all about. And especially taking out them old ones. They're probably drawing Social Security. Now look at all the money. That the Jew, now that money's in the Jew bank account, isn't it? Oh, and speaking of the good old voters, put Trump in there to stop this shit. Harvesting, I mean, and I'm taking the Democrat out of this because it's fucking, they all shit through the same hole and we know it. But this is the way they play this game back and forth. This is some fucking Trump ass sucker who's sucking the ass of an international communist and is too fucking retarded to know it or too goddamn scared to admit it. Harvesting Democrat and Republican votes. Liberals, not liberals, goddamn communists want to impose the California voting model on all 50 states. This is from Wall Street Journal. Communists in Congress are making election reform their top legislative priority, and we criticized it as a majority protection act. To understand why, consider the communists are trying to do for the country what they have done with election laws in California. The Golden State is where communist candidates went to bed on election night in November with leads in the most of their competitive House races, only to lose in the issuing weeks of vote counting in Orange County. Young Kim was poised to become the first Korean American, probably first fucking generation woman in Congress with a sizable lead in on election day. Her communist opponent. She lost by 3 percentage points. Communist Representative Minnie Walters, 6,074 vote lead on November 6th turned into an 11,866 vote loss to Communist Kate Porter. The GOP communist wipeout came after the communist who dominate Sacramento passed laws aimed at greasing the voting machine. The project started in 2015 when California became the second state after Oregon to move to automatic voter registration. And they also went to those paper ballots, people. You know, the mail-in paper, the secret envelope ones I told you about. Were they in this very town? I know for a fact that they went outside the city limits. I mean, and put the mayor's election on 1,400 There's more than the population of this town. They took outside of town where they couldn't vote on in that election, and they used those ballots to fucking they fill them out like they want them. Oh, here's the ballot, and you want to see your ballot? Well, no problem. We'll go get your goddamn ballot, and what are you registered as? Oh, I'm a Republican, and they just go get a Republican fucking ballot. And they fucking put that son of a bitch in the secret envelope. Here it is. This is what you voted. And you're going, damn it, I did. I voted a straight Republican ticket because I'm a fucking retard. I'm too stupid to breathe the same air. I voted my corporation for the fucking Republicans. Has to be real. It isn't. It's total. It's blatant fraud. It's in your face. It's like everything else they do. It is omnipresent. It's all around you. It's closing in day by day. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern with another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, you guys, you know, communists, 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 get ready to kill a whole bunch of communists. They're only 20%, but you're not still millions. You got to do, I mean, you know, keep your guns oiled, keep them clean, keep your knife sharp, keep your hatchet sharp, get ready to do some hack and shooting and remove these dirty son of a bitches. Go watch that son of a bitch on that video. The arrogance in that little chink. I'm third generation American and I'm pushing for a communist revolution in fucking America. Fucking, you're gonna die, you son of a bitch. We'll kill every fucking one of you. 80,000 of our people dead on the lie of stopping when we were born into international communist. A lie. That's all everything they say is a lie. They cannot tell the truth. They are incapable of telling the truth. They were groomed from the time they were little liars to be bigger liars and finally the biggest of liars. Fuck 'em. That is the word from the trenches.